Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Kevin Dandino. I am calling to, looks like my last payment didn't go through. So want to start the automatic payments back up, but also check on one of the orders. I had received one order, but not the other. So I want to check up on that.
You have that account number?
Five seven seven five one one zero, sorry, 40-0-001.
That's 5-7-7-5-1-1-4-0-0-0-1.
Correct.
Thank you. Let me flash on the repo and I'll pull up that account for you.
Okay.
System is still loading that account for you. Thank you for your patience.
Good thing.
Thank you for holding for me. Can you verify your name and address?
Yep, it's a Kevin Dandino, KevinDandino, and address is 8943 Wagner Street, Westminster, Colorado, 80031.
Thank you for verifying the information for me. Shows this is for the Star Trek Enterprise D build-up?
Yes.
Yes, sir. And you said that your card was declined?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me flash on the repo, get you some notes off your order to better assist you.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you for your patience, sir. Now, it does show that they attempted to charge your card on May the 11th, but the card was declined. But they did charge it on May 14th when the funds were available.
Oh, perfect.
So it has been sent to the warehouse. It has not shipped out yet. But once it does ship out, they will send you that email to let you know that it's on the way.
Okay.
And you have another order that you need to check on?
Yeah, so I think it was all that same one. So I had received issues for the Enterprise D, the order for Enterprise D issues 3 through 6, but I hadn't received 1 and 2 yet, and that was what I originally purchased back in December. So.
Yes, sir. Now you're stating that you did receive the shipment with the issues from 3 to 6, but you didn't receive your introductory?
Correct. That is correct.
Now, that's strange because it shows this is a premium account, and it doesn't, well, it will skip if an item is not available, but it usually doesn't skip those first introductory issues. Let me place you on another brief hold, see if I can get you some more information.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
System is still trying to load up some information for me, sir. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah, there were some weird things that went on. You know, I received a tracking notice, and it went from Colorado to Indianapolis. And I had these email chains back and forth. And when I received this package, I thought it was the one of the introductory one. And turns out it wasn't. And so I think whatever happened on that first one didn't – something happened in the mail. I don't think it was your all fault, but yeah, so still just haven't received it. So.
Yes, sir. Now, I did pull up the shipping information for that introductory package, and it states that it attempted to deliver that package to you.
Yeah, so when I look at the tracking information on the USPS website, it shows the tracking locations, and it goes from UAL, and then it goes to Colorado, and then overnight it goes to Indianapolis, and it says it's been attempted to be delivered in Indianapolis.
Yes, sir. Now, that's our warehouse. They sent it back to the warehouse.
Okay.
So that's why you hadn't received it. But it does show that you did speak with someone on April the 18th,
mm-hmm.
and they put a reship request in for you. And you're
yep.
saying you still hadn't received that.
Still haven't received it. No tracking, no shipment notification, nothing for the issues 1 and 2.
Okay. We could put in a reship request for you and see if that'll go through for you, because that is strange. Now, your address is correct. You did verify for me, but can you give it to me again? Let's make sure it's exactly correct.
Yeah. 8943 Wagner Street, Westminster, Colorado, 80031.
Yes, sir. That's the address that we have.
I did receive this other one just fine. No problems. It's a house. It's not in an apartment complex or something like that where things could get screwy. So, I'm not sure what happened with the first one. I'm thinking something on the mail, USPS side, to be honest with you. But
yes, sir. Now, when you first placed your order, did you just put in your billing address and then update it with the shipping address? Because that might be what happened also.
So when I originally signed up for this all back in December in the pre-orders, I was in an apartment. But then in January when we moved, I updated the address with you all to the house that we're in now.
Okay. I'm not sure why it didn't go through, but I can go ahead and put in a reship request for you. Let me place you on the brief hold.
Perfect. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you for holding it for me, sir. And yes, the system is showing me that it's a reship already out pending for the introductory issue, so I can't put another one in for you. So they do show they have that reship request in for you.
Okay. If it's already in the system, then that's great.
Yes, sir. Anything else I can help you with today?
Nope, I think that'll do it. I do appreciate your help. I just want to make sure everything was good on my side, so.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. Have a good day.
You too. Take care, ma'am. Thanks for your help.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.